Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Samech Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, starting Halacha Yud Aleph in the bottom of Samech Tes Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Machzirim Tzirat Tachtoin B'Migdosh Avoloi B'Medina. So the Tzir is the hinge. You have the top hinge and you have the bottom hinge. The top hinge is the main one. That's what holds the door together. The bottom one just is an extra support. So the bottom hinge can be returned to Beis HaMikdash. But in the Medina, we're going to not to return any hinges. So the top hinge cannot be returned in both places. Rabbi says he's more mekel, he's more lenient, that the top hinge can be returned even in Beis HaMikdash. The lower one in the Medina, which means outside of Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Mishnah Samech Tes Amud Aleph, Machzirim Ritiyo B'Migdosh, you can return a bandage in the Beis HaMikdosh, Avaloi B'Medina, but not outside of Beis HaMikdosh. And the main issues we'll see in the Gemara is that he may come to spread the salve on the bandage, and that's a problem of Mimachek. So one who already has a Ritiyo, he already has a bandage in Beis HaMikdosh, he's allowed to take it off and return it. And the reason we're allowed to return it, because if not, a kohen will never take out his bandage, he won't do the avoido. So it's tzorich beis hamikdash, it's tzorich avoido. So we say there's no shvus, we don't say the isur derabanan of putting on a bandage on Shabbos. Avaloi b'medina, outside of beis hamikdash, one cannot return the bandage on Shabbos. In betchilo, to put a new bandage on Shabbos, kam v'kanoso beis hamikdash, and outside of beis hamikdash, are both asur. Says the Gemara, not every shvus, not every yisud rabbanan is allowed in the mikdash. It needs to be something which is needed for the base of mikdash, and it's not such a great avoido. That's why the top hinge I don't allow to be returned according to rabbanan. Tani loy kanech odom esa ispolanis shaloy avoli de miruch. Prison should not come and spread the salve on the bandage in order for him not to come to a miruch. Miruach is spreading it, smoothing it, because I'm a merech b'shav chayv chatos, because it's part of the issue of mimachik. So the Gemara v'atani hichliko mimaton, if the bandage went a little bit below the mako, machzir milamala, can bring it back up to the top. Hichliko milamala went up to the top, was moved a little bit to the top, machzir milamala, you can bring it back to the bottom. He can reveal some of the bandage and then clean up the wound from the other side. Or he can reveal the bandage on the other side and then clean the maka from there, as long as he does not remove the bandage. He should not clean up the bandage itself. He should not come to spreading, smoothing. So this is a bright, says a raya. Tani ritiyo shetovcho machzir oto b'Shabbos. If you have a bandage who inflated, went a little higher, so you can bring it back at Shabbos. Yaakov b'Acho b'Shavav Yosef, who shetovcho k'neged ha'mako, it only inflated in front of the mako, and now it was removed up from the mako. V'atani ichliku melamato machzir melamalon, ichliku melamalon machzir melamatom, v'ad shol tetze rishus kolos ha'mako. So Gemara says, we learned, you just mentioned, if it goes down, you can bring it back up. If it goes up, you can bring it down. So, well, yeah, that's as long as it's still somewhat on the mako. But if it was completely removed from the mako, you can't bring it back. If he has a wound or healed, it's completely healed. So then he could put a bandage on it. Why? He's only guarding it not to get it hurt again. It's not putting a bandage, which Rabban and Aster on Shabbos. Rabboin b'shem Rabbanan Tamon, Rabboin, the name of the Rabbanan of Bovil, he said, Noistim ritiyo ge'emako b'shabes, she'enu kero elu k'misham. So the Gersa of Rav Chaim is not ritiyo, because that's what we spoke about now. We talk about ale. We put on it a leaf from the tree that you could put on a mako, because the leaf does not heal the mako, it just guards it from getting more hurt. Except the leaves of the vines, they do bring, they do heal the mako. So now that we mentioned that there's some leaves or trees that heal the mako, so Gemara brings is a type of grass, ikar tovi sogin. The roots of it is very good for the mako. Kadisbo chamisho oishivo otisho kitrin. It has 5, 7, or 9 knots. The knots refer either to some to the actual knots that are done with the root of the of this grass, or are we talking about the different parts of the root itself? As long as it doesn't put water on it, so then it's good for healing. One should not say a pasuk on a mako and use Shem Hashem with it. That's the gemara that we have in the Yerushalmi. There's another gemara that takes away the word b'shem and to fit to the Gemara and the Bavli that says you're not allowed to read any pasuk for a mako to heal. You're not allowed to use the pasuk in order to heal. The one who says on this plant called Yavrucha, which is called in the Torah Dudoim, it's also to say a pasuk on it. The person tells his friend, come read this pasuk for my son because he is in fear, he's in state of fear. Or tenel of sefer, tefillin, put it in a sefer Torah, or tefillin, b'shul she'isha, and they'll help him to sleep. Also, you're not allowed to use these clay kodesh for these for the purpose of healing. So what about Tanya? I remember you shir shabgoyim Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they said shir shabgoyim. They won't explain what it is, but they're psukim in order to prevent any nezek. Meaning, before a person gets hurt, so he can use the psukim. Reb Chaim explains, it's more like a davening. But once he got hurt, he wants to use it for healing, it's us. Ezu shir shabgoyim, which shir, what is that shir we're talking about? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, Marobu tzarayim cholamizmor, yoyshir besesel elyoin at kiatoh shemachsi, these are the psukim and tehillim. Halach yud beis, zog the mishnah. Koy shrim nimim b'migdosh avloy b'medino. You're allowed to tie the strings of the musical instrument, the violin of Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to do it, but not in the Medina. Now, what does it mean to tie? If they tore up, you could tie it back. It's considered the Kesha She'enu Shekiyom. You're not going to keep it that way. So that's why it's allowed in Beis HaMikdash. But in the Medina, it's also. In Betchilo, but if he's applying, he's putting on the string for the first time, Kam Nekanoso, that you're not allowed to do. That's considered to be Mitaken Mano. One can cut off a wart from a carbon and base a migdosh and on the medino because he's doing with his hand and now with the kli, it's only a shvus, which is mutar base a migdosh. In bekli, kamikan also using a vessel for it is also both in base a migdosh and outside of base a migdosh. Says the one that's some chtesam with base. Koishim nimu a migdosh of loy medino. Oma av yois ibe raboin. So base ibe raboin. The loy kev shimeloza. This argues of shimeloza. That's the gist of Reb Chaim. The what? Titanium Shimelozer says, Nimo Shebekinur Shenifsiko. If you have a string in the violin that got cut off, Vikosho, and he tied it up, he namash masakoro. Tying it up in the middle doesn't make such a nice voice. Elemishasho milamalon veoinev milamato. He basically reapplies the string and he ties it up in the bottom, he makes a nivo in the bottom. So the more understand, this argues on our Mishnah that says that you only can tie it in the middle and you can't put a new string on it. Why is Shimbalozo allowed to put in a new string or to do it again, to apply it again? Because he holds that all this is me'akiv. Koyanim, levim, yisraelim, and the klishir in the instruments are me'akiv as a korban. So you need it for the korban, therefore you could do it. And he holds, as Reb Chaim explains, the machshiri mitzvahs also doiche es ha-shabbos. Choytchim yabels v'migdosh v'loy medino, regarding the wort. Tamatirin chatichas yabalto in doichim v'hochat omar hachim. In Korban Pesach, we learned that you're not allowed to cut the wort on Pesach. So why here are we saying that you're allowed to cut it? On Pesach, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Simon Mishav Shubba Levi Mishav Apidas, Mipray Kilkul Paisus. Here by Pesach, if you have a wort and you can't use the Korban, bring another Korban. But here we talk about that this Kohen, he's the one who won the raffle to come and bring the Korban. And Reb Chaim adds over here, the Gemara understands, we talk about taking out the wort from the Kohen, not from the Korban. The Kohen, he won the raffle. So now you're going to come and ruin it, but if he can't do the Avaita, then you have to do the raffle again. And that's the Gemara continues. So we said they already did the raffle. It's another answer. Korban Pesach, we're talking about that it's ain't any freches. It's not so dry. So every now I'll cut it off. But here it's completely dry, so you're allowed to cut it. The Korban Pesach is talking about a moist one. Here talking about a dry one. So that's why you're allowed to do it. Reis b'charino ha'omer kan b'yad kan b'kli. Pesach will talk about using a kli, as our Mishnah says you can't do it. But I also talk about doing with the hand. Asav shim b'yokim keba kapo v'dabyoyse b'charino ke'ar b'yokhran. So shim b'yokim that says this is the moist one, this is the dry one, he goes like my kapra, like what I was going to explain. And a Beisur Bar Chanina that says that between the hand and the kli, he goes like a Birchon. The Tani, kol mekalkalim p'turim chutzim ma'vir v'oyse chabura. The din is this: we learned that kilkul, there's no issur in kilkul. Someone who ruins something, he's potter, except when a person is making a fire or doing a chabura or making a wound. That even though he's mekalkil, just ruining something, he's still chayav and learning from the Torah. So when I said that Mikalka is chayev, we talk about completely Mikalka. There's no usage with this at all. He's causing a fire that doesn't help him in any way. He's thinking making a wood that doesn't help in any way. He's chayev in that case. Rechon says, no, you need to have some benefit. Yes, you don't need the actual fire, you don't actually need the actual chabur. But something comes out of it. He needs the ashes, or he needs the blood, something, he needs some benefit from it. So says the Gemara, that's the machlokes over here. Because here you don't need the blood. So some other one that says you're not allowed to cut a wart, a moist wart. Only if it's dry you can cut it. If it's moist, you're not allowed to cut it even by hand. Because he holds the mekalkel is also even if you don't need the blood. But the mandarma that says, no, you could cut the moist one. The only thing you can't do is with the kli. Kli, we don't allow it. Reb Chaim explains why, because it's mishum goizes. It's like shearing off an animal. So you don't have to do it with the kli. But without the kli, you're allowed to do it because there's no benefit coming out of it. You don't need the blood or anything that comes out of the mako. So in this machloikis, if can you do by hand on a wart which is moist, depends, is mekalkel something which is asur or mutter when you have no benefit for it. Rav Acher, Rav Chanina, B'Shav Yechanon, Kam Nekam Melacho, the Mishnah in Karin Pesach and our Mishnah talk about a moist wart, Anu Kayomi, that's what we're talking about, Fuhishi Etzoich Ladam, and Echnami, our answer will be, the question, do you need the blood or not? In Karin Pesach, we're talking about, then he needs the blood, that's why he can't cut it, and by us, he doesn't need the blood, that's therefore he could cut it. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Erevin Dav Samechtes.